quarrels with wife.
When husband and wife are fighting verbally, it is generally superficial. They do not harbor any vengeance from within. If you were to interfere and come in between, they will get their work done, but eventually they will always stick together. Fights that do not result in separation are merely parrot talks and parrot fights. I would instantly recognize that these two are in a parrot fight and they should not be taken seriously. If you scold your wife, servant, or children for just 1 hour, then in your next life, they will come to you as your wife or mother-in-law and harass you for the rest of your life. Justice is always there. You cannot avoid this suffering. If you create misery for anyone, you will get the same dose back. An hour's worth of misery given to others will result in a lifetime of pain for you. Then you will complain, "My wife is no good. She nags me." The wife may wonder herself why she is the cause of your misery. She suffers too. But there is no way out. Then, if I were to ask this man, "Did you choose her to be your wife or did she choose you to be her husband?" He would say that he chose her. So, why blame her? It is not her fault if later on you find her unsuitable. Where can she go?
Can things be resolved if we stop talking in order to bring the matter to close?
No, nothing will get resolved. If you meet that person, you should ask him how he is doing. But if he starts acting up a little and becomes loud and aggressive, you should maintain your calmness and solve the matter with equanimity. Sooner or later, you will have to deal with it. If you stop talking to him, does that mean things have been resolved? It's just the opposite. It is because the problem has not been solved that people stop talking to each other. When people stop talking, it means there's a burden of not being able to resolve the problem. You should immediately say, "Tell me if I have made a mistake. I make a lot of mistakes." You are very educated and clever. Therefore, you don't make too many mistakes. But I am less educated, so I make a lot of mistakes. You have to talk to him in this manner so that he will be happy and come around.
What should I do if when I say this to him, he still does not come around?
If he does not soften up, then what can you do? You just do your best and free yourself from your side. What other solution is there? One day he will soften up. If you try to soften him by telling him off, it will not work. Today, he may appear to have softened, but he will make a note in his mind and then one day when you are soft, he will rehash everything. This world is full of vengeance. It is the law of nature that every living being will harbor some vengeance. They will retain the atoms of vengeance. You should always try to solve all conflicts.
So then should we not say anything at all?
Yes, you should, but only if the other person accepts it wholeheartedly. Otherwise, what is the point of barking like a dog? Whatever you say should be acceptable to the other person.
But what am I to do if he is lying?
Whether he lies or not, it is not your lookout. Whether he speaks the truth or lies, it is his responsibility.
If we do not know how to say it, then should we just keep quiet?
Remain silent and see what happens. If you are watching a movie and a child falls in that movie, what do you do? Everyone has the right to say something, but only to the point where it will not create any friction and hostility. It is foolish to speak when doing so exacerbates the problem. When your words are filled with real love, then, even if you scold them, they will not be hurt.
Yes, that is of importance.
There is nothing wrong in telling people off when you are free from the weakness of attachment and abhorrence. It is this weakness that is the problem.
What should we do when we don't want to start any fights or arguments at all, but others in the house start them daily?
You should become fight-proof. If you become fight-proof, then you will be able to live in this world peacefully. I will make you fight-proof. You should become so fight-proof that even the person that comes to fight with you gets tired and gives up. No one in this world can depress you. You have to become that way. If you become fight-proof, then there are no problems. If others want to fight or swear at you, even then there will be no objection or reaction. No one will call you indifferent for being that way. On the contrary, your internal awareness of Jnan, that is Jagruti, will increase. Whatever disputes you created in the past life created vengeance, and today it dissipates in the form of a dispute or disagreement. A seed of revenge is planted at the time of arguments, and this seed will grow in the next life.
So how can you avoid sowing such seeds?
Slowly and steadily, if you keep on settling your problems with equanimity, you can prevent new seeds from being sowed. If the causal karma was very heavy, you will have to be patient because it will take time to solve. You have to do a lot of pratikramana. Nobody will take anything away from you. You have a shirt on your back and you get 2 meals a day. What more do you need? They, that is your children, may lock you up in your room before they go out, but at least you still get 2 meals a day. So just rest and go to sleep quietly. They lock you up because such were the seeds of vengeance. It is nothing but vengeance, and what is more, it was created in ignorance. All consequences of acts done in ignorance will have to be endured without fail. Now, in order to let go of all the vengeance, come to me and take this Jnan, that is knowledge of self-realization. All vengeance will be dissolved. You have to let go of all the vengeance and negative feelings in this very lifetime. I will show you the way. When the mosquitoes or the bedbugs bite, those bites are much better than the bites from a husband or wife. Dealing with all that is very tough. Do husband and wife not bite each other?
Yes, they do.
So that biting needs to stop. The mosquitoes will bite and leave when their stomachs are full. But the wife is constantly biting her husband. One man told me, "My wife bites me like a snake." "You fool, then why did you marry the snake? You have to be a snake in order to marry one. If you had nothing to do with your wife after you quarrel with her, then it would be a different matter. But you still have to speak to her again, so the quarreling in between is wrong. I am always aware of the fact that after an hour or so, we will have to speak to each other again, therefore I never argue. It would be a different matter altogether if your opinion were never to change, or you were never to be with her again. Only then your quarreling would be acceptable, but here you will have to sit and dine together the very next day. So does that mean that all your quarreling was just a drama? What happened to the scene you created yesterday? Should you not think about that? The husband should be the first to repent. The husband should be open-minded. The wife should not be the first to ask for forgiveness. Men by nature are more forgiving. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He is pleased since you said that husbands have a more forgiving nature.
No, men really do have an open and forgiving mind. They have a very open mind, and women are more natural and spontaneous in their actions. This means that if it comes to their mind from within to ask for forgiveness, they will. If it does not arise in their mind, they will not repent. But if you, as a husband, take the initiative and ask for forgiveness, then she too will do so immediately. You will not remain completely dependent upon your unfolding karma. You are dependent upon your Jagruti, that is awareness, but she is dependent upon her unfolding karma. Women are spontaneous and natural. Such natural spontaneity is not a trait in men. If indeed you were to acquire that trait, you would be very happy.
Ego is wrong. That is what we are told, and we even listen. We hear it over and over again. All scriptures and religious teachers preach this too. Despite this, why does this ego not go?
When will the ego leave? When you accept it is wrong. Only then will it leave. If you fight with your wife, then you should understand that your ego is wrong. Therefore, every day, through that very ego, you should ask for her forgiveness from within. Then the ego will go away. You will have to find a solution, will you not? I am showing you this straightforward path. Besides, you do not clash with your wife on a daily basis, do you? It only happens as your karmas unfold, and for that you just need to adjust accordingly. After an altercation with your wife, take her out to dinner and make her happy. From now on, the sulking should not linger and there should be no internal grudges against each other. So now that you have this gnan, that problem will not remain. If you have gnan, then you will see the real, that is soul, in your wife first thing in the morning. You will have to see the God in your wife, will you not? If you can see Dada in your wife, then salvation is yours. When you look at your wife, can you see Dada? You can see pure soul. Then salvation is yours. So adjust in any way you can. Time will pass and your accounts will be cleared. You will have to honor your debts of karma from your past life. For some debts, it may take 25 years, some 15 years, and others 30 years. You don't have a choice. Even if you don't like it, you will have to stay within the same room. On one side will be her bed and on the other side will be your bed. Even if you turn around and face the other direction, both of you will only have thoughts of each other. There is no way out. The whole world is like this. It is not just that you don't like her. She doesn't like you either. So this world is not such that you can extract any real enjoyment out of it. Don't see laws. Please settle. Settle any conflict with equanimity. Where do we have the time to tell the other person, do it this way, settle it this way? Even if the other person has made 100 mistakes, you have to take it as your own fault and just move on. There is no time to win the fight against the laws of the world, even if you are right. In this day and age, one cannot afford to look at the law. This is a very serious matter. You are at the end of your rope of infinite lives. Such opportunity will not come again.